Good morning. So glad to worship with you today. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is on your side. God is on your side. Even when everything in your life seems to be going wrong, God is on your side. Even when people that you swore were your friends turn out not to be, God is on your side. Even when your debts go up and your savings go down, God is on your side. Even when your health fails, God is on your side. That's what I'm going to preach about today. And I'm going to just use two illustrations. The first is from a movie that I'm sure most of you have seen, and the second is from a book that I'm sure most of you have read. In the 1994 film Forrest Gump, which as you know is one of my favorites, I've used illustrations from Forrest Gump about 300 times now. At the beginning of the film, a young Forrest, wearing awkward leg braces to straighten his back, clambers up onto the bus, the school bus, on the first day of school. And he starts clambering down the aisle, desperately looking for a place to sit. And at first, he doesn't succeed. He comes up to one seat and there's a boy there that immediately scoots over and says, "This seat's taken." He looks hopefully to the boy in the seat behind him, and the boy just glares at him, "Taken." He looks over to the other side of the aisle, and there's a tall redhead girl who won't even look at him after just shaking her head no. And then he's almost to the back of the bus, and he sees an empty spot, and the boy covers it up with his arm, "Taken." Well, what's Forrest supposed to do at this point? He's at the back of the bus. Nobody will let him sit down. The bus is lurching forward. He's trying to keep his balance with his leg braces on. And then finally, he hears a different voice. And so in a voiceover from the grown-up Forrest Gump, you hear this. "You know, it's funny what a young man recollects. I don't remember being born. I don't recall what I got on my first Christmas. I don't remember when I had my first outdoor picnic. But I do remember the first time I heard the sweetest voice in the wide world." And out of nowhere comes this gentle, soft, charming voice. "You can sit here if you want." The young Forrest turns to this young girl. And the adult Forrest continues with the voiceover. "I had never seen anything so beautiful in my life. She was like an angel." And then she asks young Forrest, "Well, are you going to sit down or aren't you?" And Forrest awkwardly stumbles into the seat next to her. And the little girl's compassion continues. "What's wrong with your legs?" she asks. And Forrest gets a little defensive. "Nothing at all, thank you. My legs are just fine and dandy." Then the adult Forrest further recalls, "I just sat next to her on that bus and had a conversation all the way to school. Next to Mama, no one had ever talked to me or asked me any questions." And the girl asked Forrest this question, "Are you stupid or something?" To which Forrest famously replies, "Mama says stupid is as stupid does." And the little girl smiles and holds out her hand. "I'm Jenny." Forrest shakes her hand. "I'm Forrest. Forrest Gump." And the adult Forrest concludes this moving scene with one last voiceover comment. "From that day on, we were always together. Jenny and me were like peas and carrots." Now in that moment, when young Forrest felt alone, because he was alone, in the aisle, on the middle of the school bus, desperately looking for a place to sit, even more desperate for somebody to care, Jenny, who did not know Forrest at all, gave him grace, offered him a place right next to her. And in spite of the many ups and downs of their friendship, Jenny was always on Forrest's side. And of course, Forrest was always on Jenny's side. God is on your side, all the time, no matter what. In today's gospel passage from the Last Supper, Jesus assures his disciples of this very thing, that after his death and resurrection, Jesus tells his disciples that God the Father would send them someone, capital S, someone who would be like Jenny to them. Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, capital A, advocate, to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. You know him because he abides in you, and he will be in you. Jesus is talking to his disciples about the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the Spirit of truth, who would be with them no matter what, to remind them whatever they went through, that God was on their side, that they were still loved, to remind them that there always is a seat on the bus for them. An ever-present reminder of God's presence with them and love for them. That's the role of the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, your advocate. Jesus promised his disciples that in the person of the Holy Spirit, he would give them another advocate. And that's because Jesus himself was already their advocate, as of course God the Father was as well. Jesus had told Nicodemus earlier in John's account of the gospel, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that all who believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God the Father is your advocate. God the Son is your advocate. The Holy Spirit is your advocate. God the Father is on your side. Jesus is on your side. The Holy Spirit is on your side. And this word advocate, it's an interesting word in the Greek. It's paraclete, which means someone who comes alongside you and gives you counsel. A paraclete reminds you of things you need to know. A paraclete is always on your side, gives you counsel that will help you and encourage you. The word paraclete in the King James Bible is comforter. And so this Holy Spirit, the advocate, the paraclete, the comforter, God in three persons, the Holy Spirit, is the one Jesus promised his disciples would be sent to remind them that God is on their side. And what's true for the disciples is true for you. And John uses this word paraclete one other time in his writings, in his first letter, when John describes Jesus as our paraclete, our advocate, pointing to Good Friday. John says, if anyone does sin, which is all of us, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. In other words, again, God the Father is on your side. Jesus, God the Son, is on your side. The Holy Spirit, your advocate, is on your side to remind you again and again that God is with you, that God loves you, that God is on your side no matter what. Even before you were born, as Scripture says, as God knit you together in your mother's womb, God was on your side. God was on your side when you were born. God's been on your side every moment of your life. He's on your side right this moment. God will be on your side when you draw your final breath on this planet, and will be on your side throughout eternity. God is for us, not against us. God is on your side. Second illustration, and the last illustration, is from my favorite children's book ever, a book I've loved ever since kindergarten. When I was first read it, The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. 1964 children's book, one of the most popular children's books ever written. A book that I loved as a young boy and love now as not such a young guy. Because in this book, The Giving Tree, Shel Silverstein shows us what it looks like to have unconditional love, what it looks like for someone to always be on someone else's side, no matter what. It's a story of this young boy and this tree, the giving tree. Once there was a tree and she loved a little boy. And every day the boy would come and he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play king of the forest. He would climb up her trunk, swing from her branches, and eat apples. And they would play hide and seek. And when he was tired, he would sleep in her shade. And the boy loved the tree very much, and the tree was happy. But time went by, and the boy grew older, and the tree was often alone. Then one day the boy came to the tree, and the tree said, "Come, boy, come and climb on my trunk, swing from my branches, eat apples, play in my shade, be happy." "I'm too big to climb and play," said the boy. "I want to buy things and have fun. I want some money." "I'm sorry," said the tree, "but I have no money. I have only leaves and apples. Take my apples, boy. Sell them in the city. Then you'll have money, and then you'll be happy." So the boy climbed up the tree and gathered her apples and carried them away, and the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away a long time, and the tree was sad. And then one day, the boy came back, and the tree shook with joy. And she said, "Come, boy, climb on my trunk, swing from my branches, and be happy." "I'm too busy to climb trees," said the boy. "I want a house to keep me warm. I want a wife and I want children, so I need a house. Can you give me a house?" "I have no house," said the tree. "The forest is my house, but you may cut off my branches and build a house. Then you'll be happy." So the boy cut off her branches, carried them away to build his house, and the tree was happy. But the boy stayed away for a long time. And when he came back, the tree was so happy, she could hardly speak. "Come, boy," she whispered, "come and play." "I'm too old and sad to play," said the boy. "I want a boat that will take me far away from here. Can you give me a boat?" "Cut down my trunk and make a boat," said the tree. "Then you can sail away and be happy." So the boy cut down her trunk and made a boat and sailed away. And the tree was happy, but not really. After a long time, the boy came back. "I'm sorry, boy," said the tree, "but I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone." "Well, my teeth are too weak for apples," said the boy. "My branches are gone," said the tree. "You cannot swing on them." "I'm too old to swing on branches," said the boy. "My trunk is gone," said the tree. "You cannot climb." "I'm too tired to climb," said the boy. "Well, I'm sorry," sighed the tree. "I wish that I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I'm just an old stump. I'm sorry." "I don't need very much now," said the boy. "Just a quiet place to sit and rest. I'm very tired." "Well," said the tree, straightening herself up as much as she could, "an old stump is good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest." And the boy did, and the tree was happy. That wonderful giving tree was always on the boy's side, no matter what. No matter how old the boy got, no matter what the boy was going through in his different phases of life, no matter how much that love cost, that tree, that giving tree, was always on the boy's side. That tree's love for the boy never stopped, never wavered, never changed. And that wonderful giving tree points us to an even more wonderful giving tree, the cross, where Jesus demonstrated once and for all that God is on your side, that even as we nailed Jesus to a cross, he was still on our side. "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And because of God's love being stronger than death, Jesus was raised the third day. And Jesus' death and resurrection are the definitive expression to us that God has been, is now, and will always be on our side. So today, especially for any of you who feel alone in the aisle of the bus, any of you who feel alone and broken and just need a place to sit, Jenny's invitation to Forest, you can sit here if you want, and the tree's invitation to the young boy who became an old man. A stump is a good place to rest. Have a seat. Those invitations are God's invitations to you right now. And that God is on your side. May the Holy Spirit remind you anew today that God will always be on your side. Amen. See you next week.